This is a podcast, a blog, a Facebook, a Twitter, an Instagram, a thing that is designed and purposely created so that you can hopefully have a better wedding. My name is Josh Withers, and I have a pretty crazy idea, a different way to get married. This is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. So, yeah, bit of a sound effect on there, but it doesn't matter because today I've got my little baby girl Luna with me, and I just want to spend a few seconds with you guys telling you why. Why I think this whole thing is important, because I think it is important, and call me crazy if you don't, but I think getting married is very valuable. I think it means something, which if you say that in any wedding industry forum, wedding business, of course, they're all going to go on about it, and that's cool. But I really, really, actually, deep down inside, think it's important. To a point where I've seen the things that happen when people get married, and I'm like, well, why is that happening? And you know what? I stepped into a world where Britt and I got married, and we were fairly liberated to do what we wanted, but there was actually quite a few things where they were dictated to us by society, family, friends, and like, that's just the way it was. Like, we didn't have a bad wedding, it was fine. But I think about Luna and her wedding. And if you listen to the podcast, you can't see my daughter with me. You've got to go to the vlog to see that on YouTube. But I think about her. And one day, someday soon, she's going to meet someone who just makes her world a better place. Who, when she spends time with them, her world is just like on fire. And I hope and I pray that happens at a time that's great for her. And when that happens, I hope that maybe she'll find that person and say, you, I reckon you're my lobster, you're my person, you're my penguin. We should hang out together forever. And when that happens, they'll get married. And there's a point where you aren't married and are married. There's an inflection point. Some people call that a wedding. Some people call it an elopement. Some people go to a registry office. And I'll be honest with you, I don't mind which one it is. But I hope that when she gets to that point, that when she's old enough to make those kind of awesome life-changing decisions, that she is liberated and empowered to make a decision that matters to her and to her fiancé, and that we as her family would find that a really natural and organic and spectacular fit, that we wouldn't have to enforce things on her. Like, here's a shattering thing. I don't necessarily need to walk Luna down the aisle. Like, when she gets married, if that's an important thing to her, then I'm all in. But I don't need that. That's not something that serves me. Whereas I feel like a lot of wedding stuff, it's not for the couple. It's for the family, it's for the parents, it's for the grandparents. And you know what? Maybe I'm an arsehole for suggesting that. But for me and my people, and for the rebels, I think there's a better way. So that's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why I'm doing this vlog. That's why I'm doing the social media. Because I think that getting married matters. And I want Luna to be able to experience that as well. And I hope you do as well. Thanks for joining me. TheRebels.guide is our website. We've got a Facebook and a Instagram and a YouTube and a podcast on every single podcast platform. Just listen, subscribe, share. Please tell the world that there's a better way to get married, that there is a Rebels way.